Hi, Greg. Brad Cordelet again. Yeah, your machine keeps cutting me off. I don't know. You got to get a little longer message on there, buddy. Anyway, I've gone through the whole signal chain. I've tried using the effects loop, not using the effects loop. I've used a speaker emulator for recording. I've used direct cabinets. I've used PZMs. I've used all kinds of different mic techniques to get a myriad of sounds and colors. The RC booster, that gives me a little transparency, and I can really sort of see into the sound and kind of climb into it like a full oral experience. My God, the Tube Screamer redefining the sound, it makes my 808 even sound obsolete, and I always loved the sound of that. The BB booster, I thought that was fantastic. More transparency, but beefy. I mean, like a freight train coming at you at high speed, hitting you right in the stomach, knocking you on your derriere. You know, the single coil pickups, too, makes a difference. If you use the humbucking pickups, you don't get quite as much of the high end. I also found some matched output tubes, some new old stock loader tubes, and I tried them, and they really helped, too. Also, you know, I don't know if you've ever found this out, but the compound radius neck, because of the way that it's built, it seems to yield a more delightful assortment of harmonics. And, you know, you shouldn't have a guitar body that weighs over 4.3 pounds. You know, 4.4, maybe to 6 at the most, depending on the tone wood. And exotic neck woods, you know, I'm straying away from those because Bird's Eye and Flame, oh, they're sure pretty. But you know what? They don't take the stress and the strain, and they're more elastic. And I don't really think in terms of intonation, you know, when you got the buzzy feet and the system going, you need really more just a really good solid piece of maple, I think, for the ideal neck. And a rosewood fingerboard, Brazilian rosewood preferably, because it's harder, and the strings have a certain sound that gives a richer, richer, deeper tone. You know, headroom is something I want, Furly Highs. You know, there's certain kinds of speakers, too. Like, if you get the ones by Bob O'Day, the Vox Old Box Bulldog speakers, he actually worked there for 2 years, and when the assembly lines took over, they kept him on there because he could build a speaker faster than six guys on the assembly line and better, and the specs on it always were better, and the durability factor and everything about those speakers. So he initialed, put his initials on them, so look for those initials. If you could find those from that six-month window that he was there in the later 60s, you